Paul has just spoken to us concerning the victory of Christ and what is open to us as those for whom he died, for whom he rose again. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. And so we pray in the collect for Easter. O God, for our redemption have you given your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection you have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Therefore, grant that all our sin may be drowned through daily repentance, and that day by day a new man may arise to live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Christ is risen. The Lord, which you confess and which I confess, is the risen Lord, the one who out of death was brought forth by God the Father, the one who, because of this resurrection, through this resurrection, and in this resurrection, becomes for us that new man, and the death of our old man. For he was in our place, your place and mine. He was the one who fought the devil and won. The one who was anxious about his life and overcome it through prayer to the Father. This one who was in death, fought with Satan, betrayed, given over to temptation, this one is the one who lives. And so Paul can speak of your life now, this side, if you will, of the resurrection. Your life in Christ is a life of triumph. Are you tempted? The one who overcame temptation lives. Are you under Satan's bondage? The one who was bound in death, Satan's bonds, lives. Do you ever feel forsaken by God? That life has no meaning? That you know not what to do? The one who prayed, "Father, if at all possible, take this cup from me," this one lives. And so our prayer for Easter and Paul's exhortation to us is an exhortation and a prayer to the one who lives. That is to say, we may live through him. We can call upon the Father. And the one whom the Father answered by raising him from the dead is in Christ our Father, who will raise us up and hold us fast and keep us from the pit and keep us from sin. Interesting, is it not, that a collect and a prayer for Easter Sunday returns us to Lent and to the themes of repentance. It is the life of repentance that the living Lord meets us, where we fall at the foot of his cross, where he victored, where he was the man of faith for us, For there he called upon God. There he cast himself upon his Father. And so also us. Wherever and in whatever ways sin beckons, Satan holds, death approaches. Precisely there is where the resurrected Christ comes. And for that reason, we can pray to the living God, the God of the living. It was also in his famous Easter service that Leo the Great spoke of the new life. Imitate what he did. Love what he loved. And finding in you the grace of God, love in Christ, your new nature. Since as he was in no way dispossessed of riches, because of the poverty he took upon himself, because he was in no way lessened in glory by virtue of his humility, because he in no way lost eternity by his dying, so also you, who tread in his footsteps, despise the earthly things that you may gain that which is heaven. For the taking up of the cross means the slaying of your fleshly lusts, the killing of vices which encompass you, the turning away of earthly vanities, and the renunciation of all error. Christ is arisen. Confess his name. And call upon his aid in every trouble. Amen.